Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How you feeling? How's the injury? How's everything going?
It's feeling good. Working my way back in today. It felt good just to be back out here with the guys and just being able to play football again.
First catch, maybe you jammed a finger or something?
Yeah, just a little finger jab. I'm all right.
Was that a little frustrating for you finally getting out there with the kind of pads on and having that happen early?
Nah, I mean, it's part of football. I know what I signed up for, so it's just good just to be able to fight through it and have the adversity to fight through it.
How comfortable did you feel with the play calls and running the routes and all that?
I felt pretty good. As my time off and even when I was off during OTAs, I took the time to really learn and into the playbook to so ask the questions I need to ask, stay by the offensive coordinator and Coach Nagy, and I feel like that really helped me.
You got the big rap out the leg.
It's getting better. As I go, it's going to continue getting better, so I just want to be able to be out there with the guys and keep working.
So Reed is known for having a stressful training camp, a challenging training camp. Did anybody prepare you for that, or how did you prepare yourself for that?
It's like a college training camp. I mean, I feel like there's no better way to train for a training camp like coming out of college. So, I mean, as you said, like, it's a tough training camp. So, I mean, just got to prepare for it either way.
Coach Reed talked yesterday about how not frustrated you were, but how you were ready to get out on the field. How important is it to you as a number one pick to be out there and, I don't want to say prove yourself, but to show what you can do?
It's very important to me. Me in college, I never missed a game, never had no injuries, really. So just having that happen, I mean, like I said, it's kind of frustrating, but I got a chance to learn and get better in a different way, learning the playbook. So, I mean, it was good in both ways for me.
What in particular did you do while you were out OTAs just to make sure as much as you could, you didn't really miss anything?
Like I said, the playbook, I feel like that's like the big struggle for all rookies is learning the playbook, learning the system. So I feel like just in tuning to that for me was really like the big thing, and rehabbing, of course, just to get back and be able to be out here and run.
For a rookie camp, you had a big play today against Nazi Johnson. Just what did you see on that, and how good did that feel to get in?
It was good. I mean, there's a lot of things I have to work on that, staying tied to the DB, but, I mean, it's a good start.
Patrick said earlier, yesterday actually, that there's no time to ease you into camp. Do you feel like the same way you got to get the full goal?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's no time to ease in. I mean, it's all go. I mean, once you're here, you're here. So I understand definitely with Pat's hand and just to build that connection with him, I mean, it's going to be key here.
What are your expectations for yourself, just your rookie year?
I feel like just be the best of me, be the best version of myself. I feel like if I do that, I feel like I'd be in a good spot.
So what does that mean, the best version of yourself? What kind of player is that?
Make the plays I need to make. Every ball that comes to me, catch it. Make a big play after that, just being myself.
Are you learning every wide receiver spot, or do you feel like you're focusing on something specific right now?
I'm learning every spot.
And then when you say learning the playbook, like what is your study habit process? Like how do you try and
as I go, I learn the formations first, key spots lining up, then I go learn the plays and learn the systems, then I learn everything else after that. I start with the zebra, our zebra position, and then the Z to X, so like I learn everything in the playbook.
What process you do by yourself, or do you have teammates?
I do it by myself.
What did Patrick share with you today? What was his messages back?
It wasn't nothing. Just keep going. Keep making plays. Just keep working. That's all it was.
We saw since y'all broke, you know, for these few weeks before training camp, you got engaged. I know with the hamstring, you probably did, but did you train much with the hamstring?
I was getting some training in, getting some running in, obviously just to stay in some kind of shape with the hamstring. So I got some kind of workout here.
And then with your fiance, you know, being a triathlete, just how excited y'all to watch the Olympics?
Man, it's big, but I mean, it kind of sucks. You know, she had the ACL. Coming up, she got surgery in March and then able to run to the Olympics or Olympic trials, which is crazy. But I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, she made history running with a torn ACL. So I mean, it's big.
Do you feel like you're a full go? I mean, you got the big wrap on. Do you feel like this is you're 100% or as good as you can be right now?
I'm as good as I could be right now. Obviously, still working my way back into things, but I'm here. I'm ready to work.
If there was football games this week, you'd play in football games.
Yes, sir.
What's the dorm like?
It reminds me of college. I mean, shoot, I just came out of college, so good thing it's not I'm not like a vet like come here to come to doors, but I mean it's kind of like college to me.
NCAA 25.
Yeah, I brought the game like Pat. So yeah, I've been playing with Texas. You know what I'm saying? They actually nice on there. I mess with it. They're nice.
Whether it was high school or college, what have you done to be able to get on the same page with your quarterbacks over time?
Just communicate with them. What do they see? What do I see? What do they want to see on this route and how they want me to run it? Just little things like that, little details.
We saw you during the OTAs. You spent a lot of time talking to Matt Nagy, it looked like, while watching practice. What were some of the things that you guys talked about?
Just understanding the plays and why it's ran and how he wants to run the alignments. Just understanding all the bits and pieces about the playbook so I could come in and just not miss a beat. Like you said, it's a different thing running the plays, but I feel like it's harder to learn the mental part. So when you learn the mental part outside of the game, I feel like it's much more easier just to come in and do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.